Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Very good.
Staying warm?
Trying to, but it's been a little chilly these last few days.
Yeah, and it's getting better though.
Yes. All right. Absolutely.
Well, because of this cold snap, what they call an Arctic blast, we've been having to do rolling blackouts. What's that do as far as food safety?
Absolutely. There's a lot of different things that precautions that you can take. One of the first steps that you can take in a potential power outage, if you're expecting it or if it's just simply due to poor conditions, is to really make sure you have an appliance thermometer in both your refrigerator and your freezer. You're going to want to make sure and check the temperature in your freezer when you put that thermometer in there and make sure it is at 0 degrees or below. And in your refrigerator, you're going to want to make sure it's at or below 40 degrees. So in case the power does go out or it's scheduled to go out, that thermometer will help indicate the temperature in the refrigerator and the freezer and help you know if food is safe to consume. You can also take some steps ahead of time and prepare by freezing containers of water for ice to help keep food cold in the freezer, the refrigerator, or coolers in case the power does go out. It's also recommended to go ahead and freeze any refrigerated items like leftovers, milk, or fresh meats and poultry that you're not going to need immediately, as that's going to help keep them at a safer temperature longer. And remember to group foods together in the freezer, so it's going to help them stay colder longer. Another way you can prepare is to have some ice coolers or ice chests on hand to keep refrigerated food cold if the power does go out for more than 4 hours. You can also purchase or make ice cubes in advance or freeze gel packs ahead of time as well. In the event that the power does go out, you're going to want to keep the refrigerator and freezer doors closed as much as possible to maintain that cold temperature. The refrigerator will keep food cold for about 4 hours if it remains unopened. A full freezer will keep that temperature for about 48 hours if the doors remain closed. You can also buy dry or block ice to keep the refrigerator as cold as possible if that power does go out for a prolonged period of time. About 50 pounds of dry ice should keep about an 18 cubic foot fully stocked freezer cold for a couple of days. Once the power is restored, the first step you're going to want to take is determine the safety of your food. If you did put that appliance thermometer in there in the freezer, make sure to check the temperature of the thermometer when the power does come back on. If the freezer thermometer reads 40 degrees or below, the food is safe and may be refrozen. If you didn't get a thermometer in the freezer just yet, you're going to need to check each of the food items for safety and do not rely on smell or appearance. If the food contains ice crystals or if you measure its temperature and it's 40 degrees or below, it's safe to cook or refreeze. If the power was out for no more than 4 hours, the food in the refrigerator should be safe as long as those doors were kept shut. And when the power does come back on, make sure to check that temperature inside the refrigerator. If it's been out for more than 4 hours, it's recommended to discard anything that's perishable, like meats, poultry, seafood, milk, eggs, or leftovers that's been in the refrigerator where that temperature has risen and it's above 40 degrees. And always, as a good rule of thumb, remember, when in doubt, throw it out. We do have some additional resources on our Frontier District website that you're welcome to check out if you have additional questions, and you can visit our website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Saint Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.